All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. You've tuned into Sports Radio 910, and we are visiting with former Virginia basketball player. You notice which one I put first. Now, he also just happened to be the ACC Player of the Year in football, but Matt Blunden.
Matt, we're talking offline here for a minute, and you know, I wanted to share a couple things with you. Today, Will Barker did a little teleconference today with media. And he's a pretty laid-back guy for a senior co-captain. And he said, this is a pretty big game for us coming up on Saturday. And he did comment that Jameel is good to go, which means, and I've heard this from a number of sources, that Jameel has been practicing even with his bad wheel. And my question to you is, you were so accurate as a quarterback, and I remember many of your games so well where you just seemed to go through your reads and you'd find the open receiver and you'd deliver the ball on time. Jameel, particularly in this last game against Maryland, seemed to struggle after that first drive in terms of trying to find a receiver and then make a decision just to let it fly.
And
can you share with the audience how hard that is to try to overcome maybe?
Sure. I mean, from my perspective, I had 3 years of practicing the same offense and understanding the reads and consistent coaching from the same guys. The quality of coaching at UVA is great, and unfortunately, though, some of the quarterbacks have been through multiple systems or multiple coaches, and that makes it a little more difficult in terms of a building up of confidence in what you're doing. Jameel's still a young guy, and he was out a year. Now he's back playing, and there's a lot going on there. And then you throw in changing the offense, going back to the old offense, who's going to be the quarterback. There's a lot of background there. These guys are putting in so many hours and so much effort into winning the game and getting better that, you can't discard that. You have to understand that they're doing the best they can. You see a game like Saturday where the weather's bad, it's tough to be up there, he gets banged up a little bit, and things happen, and I think that if he gets a little playing time consistently with the same group of guys and the same offense, that things will always get better.
Matt, I think we got a caller. We got George on the line from Charlottesville. George, if you can hear us, go ahead and ask your question to Matt Blunden.
I was actually just calling to say what a great job Frank and Jim are doing, and I don't really have a question for Matt. He was a great player.
Well, we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening. And
I'm a little concerned that was going to be George Welsh.
He was.
No, it's not George Welsh.
We get a little positive feedback from somebody. That's good.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your call, and we really do appreciate your listening. Matt, I let me ask you a question. From the standpoint of the weather up in Maryland, and I looked at the forecast for Charlottesville on Saturday, and I think there's a chance of rain on Saturday. How does that impact you as a quarterback when the ball and the field are wet?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I mean, when the ball and the field are wet. But if you have a good running game, and then you have the advantage as a thrower because you can really pound it out with the running, which we had with Terry Kirby and Nicky Fisher and Gary Steele and guys like that would just pound it out. And then when we did get a chance to throw, the defense was a little bit off guard. So one of our better games was against NC State in the pouring rain down there. And so, you never know. And now the rain and cold and wind and all that together can affect things greatly. But, look what happened up in New England this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be that cold on Saturday, maybe mid-60s. And I'm sure you may have some sense, the field at Scott Stadium, I think the drainage is pretty good on that field now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they're playing in a different era than, I played in. We had the turf and it was a little bit slick. Now it drains, 2 inches an hour or something like that? And that's amazing what they get to play on. And so, but weather's weather and it can really affect games.
Yeah, it's wet on both sides of the field, as they say.
Exactly.
Hey, Matt, I wondered, having been around the NFL for, 6-7 years, what drew you back to Charlottesville? And obviously you enjoy teaching because you've been doing it for a long time, and you've got quite a growing family, apparently. Maybe you'd like to share with everyone what brought you back to Charlottesville and a little bit about your family and also what you're doing in your career.
Sure. When I left Charlottesville, I still had some work towards my master's in education to complete, and so when football was over, even before it was over, I knew we were going to come back here and go, I was going to go back into UVA and finish my degree and my master's work anyway. And after that, as I was doing that, after the NFL, I was offered a job at Monticello High School to teach math. So I was actually teaching a year after I got here while I was still going to school. And it just kind of, you know, kept me here. Sometimes, you know, you make choices in life and sometimes life chooses you. And I, you know, this ended up being a great place to raise a family. And, yeah, we have four great boys and we're kind of rooted here out in Crozet, just west of Charlottesville.
Hey, Matt, do you get a chance to go over and see some of the games, and do you stay in touch with George Welsh and some of the folks over at the McHugh Center?
Well, I get to go to the games. We go every week. My father-in-law comes in from Winchester, and we go every week to both football and basketball games. We get to quite a bit. So I stay in touch with the folks over there. Some of them, Ethan Saliba is the trainer still there. And we
Matt, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to run for break here. But we really appreciate your joining us. We'll look forward to having you back since you have dual purposes here, both football and basketball. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and we will visit again soon. And fans will be back after these messages with Steve Garland, the UVA wrestling coach.